Chapter 9, Underwriting Hard Money Loans. Whether or not you want to be a lender or a borrower, or possibly the person who brings the two together, depends on how active or passive you want to be as an investor. Most people who want to loan private money are more concerned with making sure they have the right forms, applications, and legal documents, etc. Actually, that is the easy part. They are all included in this course. The challenge in lending is making sure your investment is a safe gamble. Those who loan money to real estate investors must first understand the side of the deal that is required to be a rehab investor, and those who are borrowing money must understand why a lender thinks the way he or she does. It is imperative that you understand the difficulties the borrower will face, the skills that are necessary in evaluating a deal and rehabbing a house, in addition to possessing the wherewithal to change strategies when necessary. As a borrower, you are much better off understanding what makes a lender want to do your deal. They need to know your skills, your plans, past deals you accomplished successfully, and how you handled your failures. Knowing the failures of any client is the key to seeing someone's character and what was learned from it. It is necessary that both the lender and borrower understand the market in which the house is located. Every market has an element of risk. You never buy a retail-type home in a rental neighborhood, and no matter how you price the house to sell in a slow market, it will still take time to sell. Do you have that kind of time and money? There is a third position to consider. Brokering loans between the lender and borrower has long been a great way to make the talent of networking and the skills of underwriting come together and form a hedge of protection for the private lender who is putting up the money and the borrower. A broker's license is not required in most states for a non-owner occupied loan. Check the guidelines in the state where the property is located. But the skills of an investor and underwriter are required to be a successful broker. The job of the broker is to protect the lender's assets and guide the borrower through their project so that everyone is successful. Full and thorough knowledge of both sides of the transaction will result in a successful and qualified broker position. There are lenders that require as much as 50% of the purchase price to come out of the pocket of the borrower. Others will want to see the borrower pay for the rehab cost, and still others require a sharing of equity at the resale of the property. Some companies will require only the closing cost come out of the borrower's pocket. Most lenders, or any that want to stay in business, will require the borrower to come to the table with some money out of their pocket or have skin in the game. This all depends on the lender and what their lending criteria may be. A successful lender is one who is able to find the perfect balance between true equity and fair debt on any rehab. The higher the risk to the lender, the less attractive the rates, length of loan, cash out of pocket, and lower expected profit will occur for the borrower. Lenders have the option to make money off of points up front, the interest rate, and equity sharing at the end of the term of the loan. If you would rather be in a low-risk investment, then offering a lower interest rate may work better for you, and you may want a longer-term loan. The higher amount of points, percent of loan, up front or on the back end may be more attractive to a higher risk tolerance lender and appeal more toward the short-term borrower. When referring to points on the back end, we are referring to an equity share for the lender. What that means is the lender will share in the end profit of the loan in addition to or in lieu of points up front. It can serve to alleviate the borrower's strain on cash reserves, allowing for unexpected hiccups, which means a less likely foreclosure for the lender. Depending on the amount of projected profit, the share could be anywhere from 20 to 50% of the profit. The formula for what constitutes profit also varies, but most will use purchase price plus improvements and cost of selling the property. Either way, any loan can be structured to retrieve the highest possible yield. The key is to choose the best strategy that meets your risk tolerance as a lender and also ensures a successful borrower and project. The borrower should be thinking about the margin for profit on this particular deal and take into account his borrowing strength. Do I have money to put down? Can I make 6 to 12 monthly payments? Am I willing to split my equity to get this deal done? Here's another strategy to better protect your interest if the borrower has money, but you are just on the fence about making the loan or want to increase your equity position. You can require the borrower to use some of their money to purchase the property and use most of your loan to fund the rehab. Since the repairs are done first, then draws released, this will increase your equity position at the beginning and increase it as the project progresses. Also, if you have to foreclose, then you will still have money to perform the rehab. Before you start your own lending business, you should establish your own terms and underwriting guidelines and put them in writing. This way, you can refer to them anytime you are evaluating a loan and stick to them. What loan to value should you use? The loan amount is usually always based on the after repaired value or ARV of the property. The ARV is determined by a subject to appraisal. The appraiser is giving a list of repairs to be done and evaluates the property based on those items being completed. It is important to have a complete and thorough repair list so the appraiser can visualize what the house will look like. Most people do not have the gift of visualizing what a house will look like. There are many lenders who will do their own evaluation, or they may have a strong local realtor pull comps, comparable sales, and do a CMA, comparative market analysis. In our office, we do both. I have had an inspection done to make sure nothing is missing on the repair list. Even without power and water, I can tell what needs to be on the repair list from an inspection report. Personally, I have found that trends are changing so quickly in our market that a good CMA will be more in line with what the house will sell for, even more so than an appraisal. I cannot stress enough the importance of making sure the comps are true to the subject property. Neighborhoods change just by crossing the street. Just because houses may back up to one another doesn't mean they are in the same neighborhood or in similar neighborhoods. The loan amount will normally be 50 to 70% of the ARV of the property minus repairs. This is called the loan to value or LTV. The loan to value ratio will vary for different lenders. The higher the loan to value is, will relate directly to the strength of the borrower and the strength of the property and the risk tolerance of the lender. This means the better the house or the better the borrower, the more money a lender will likely loan. Lenders are in the lending business. Most lenders would like to keep it that way. They don't really want the house or property that serves as collateral, although they are always thinking as if they may have to foreclose one day. They want their money back so they can make more loans. A strong borrower in the eyes of a lender is one who would qualify for a conventional refinance and be able to pay the loan back should the house not sell. Those who really don't need the money will be the first to get the loan. Borrowers who can show the strong ability to repay the loan should the property not sell are the vast majority. Borrowers with the kicking deal and challenged credit or lower income have a tougher battle, but they have the strongest sense of urgency to make it work. They are also more willing to give up some equity to get a deal done and show their ability. A strong property is one that is located in a larger MSA or metropolitan statistical area, big city including surrounding smaller cities, or in an area that sells quickly. It must be a high demand property for the area and meet the local criteria for high demand. Like borrowers, lenders must begin every loan with their own exit strategy in mind based on taking the property back in a foreclosure if the borrower doesn't pay. That is how conventional lenders base their loans, unless, of course, the loan is a government-subsidized loan. Having said this, the majority of our loans are around 60 to 70% LTV or somewhere in between. If I had to give an average, I would say 65%. The importance of monthly payments is critical to your deal, in my opinion. There are some lenders who will want to see monthly interest payments every month, and some will allow the borrower to pay the interest with the payoff. There are also lenders that will roll the interest payments into the loan amount as long as the total loan-to-value does not exceed the 70% mark. It should be acceptable to the lender. This is a great example of strong points and weak points in a loan program. No payments required for the borrower can be very appealing to the borrower as it allows some breathing room for the borrower. However, it can also allow the borrower a comfort level the lender doesn't want to encourage. In our office, we want the borrower to feel the pain every month when they write that interest payment, and we want them to look forward to the large profit when they sell their property at the end of their rehab. The non-interest paying borrower can easily lose the sense of urgency of getting the house completed and on the market. They tend to allow the rehab costs to go a little over budget because they have the cash and they can misjudge what will need to be paid back at the payoff. The lender may also structure this type of loan with an equity share position of the profit as well. Offering a no monthly payment loan is more risky to the lender. A weak point for the lender in this case is that you are most likely loaning to a borrower who can't really afford the monthly payment. What happens when one thing goes wrong and they need to put in more money? Most large and long-term lenders would consider this borrower as a weak bet and are counting on the property to be a very strong deal. As a lender, if you are considering a no payments option and/or an equity share, you should be very sure of the rehab cost as overages can really cut into the profit.